In the northern Arctic, there is a small pod of marine mammals that forage below the sea ice. This elusive creature have baffled scientists for decades due to the difficult nature of research in the region. Now, with the threats of climate change rapidly encroaching in the Arctic and their habitat range becoming smaller and smaller, there is an increasing concern of what will happen to the poor narwhal. Narwhals have held a sort of mythic status in the average American's mindset. Famous in pop culture, you see the narwhal make appearances on t-shirts, stickers, and stuffed animals. They have famously been dubbed the unicorn of the sea due to the horn that protrudes from its head. This horn, in actuality, is a tooth that helps the animal sense chemical and temperature changes in their environment, as well as locating potential prey. Narwhals remain passive to Americans due to the infrequent sightings of the animal in American waterways. But to the Inuit people in the northern stretches of Greenland, Alaska, and Canada, the narwhal is a crucial food source that is at risk of a severe population crash. With the loss of the species, that means the loss of ecosystem function and the loss of a significant cultural resource. Within the University of Manitoba's Department of Biological Sciences, there are two researchers, Dr. Brooke Biddlecombe and Dr. Courtney Watt, who aim to answer the question of where the population trajectory will potentially go. Within this study, Dr. Biddlecombe and Dr. Watts used a Bayesian population model to help project where the population number sits currently and previously in past decades. The Bayesian model was outfitted as it allows flexibility with missing data sets and estimates the likelihood of a hypothesis being accurate. The model was given data from four aerial surveys from between 1981 to 2018, as well as harvest data for the animal from 1951 to 2018. The model estimated that there were around 14,400 narwhals in the northern Hudson Bay region in 2019. It also predicted there were around 7,200 narwhals in the northern Hudson Bay region when data collection began in 1951. Within nature, every species reaches carrying capacity, which essentially means the maximum number of animals in a population that can be supported by a habitat's resources before crashing. The carrying capacity for the Hudson Bay narwhal has been estimated at around 16,800 animals. Ideally, the population would be about 10,000 animals, around 63% of the carrying capacity. But currently, the population is sitting at 84% of carrying capacity, suggesting the population will eventually begin reducing in numbers. In extreme circumstances, there have been recorded instances showing when a species reaches maximum carrying capacity, the population is at risk of crashing to the point where it reaches double or even single-digit numbers. With the population reaching carrying capacity, the question then turns to how does harvesting of the animals and human interference potentially impact the population? Hunting of narwhals is only allowed in Canada and Greenland by Inuit citizens for subsistence purposes. Using risk and low-risk-based data analysis, the following projections were calculated. With the harvesting around 50 animals per year in the Hudson Bay region, there would likely be a 6% probability of decline in the population within 10 years. With the harvesting of 157 animals, the population is at risk of a 78% chance of decline. And with the harvest of 300 animals per year, the population is at risk of a 95% chance of decline within a 10-year span. The current harvest quota is at 157 animals per year as of 2019. Harvesting of the species will continue, as once again, narwhals are a crucial food source and cultural symbol to the people of the northern regions. The data may seem dire at first glance. However, with the continued monitoring of the species in the long term by both aerial surveying and harvest evaluations, there is no immediate concern for the complete disappearance of this animal within Canadian waters. That doesn't mean that this animal shouldn't continue to be protected. The key term being proper management. Lowering harvest numbers may potentially be considered within the next 5 years. And if there is a drastic decline in both population growth and numbers due to over-harvesting, there should absolutely be a reduction in take numbers of narwhals. Reduction in harvesting for a limited period would ensure this species can continue to be a vital figure for both ecological balance and for Inuit families in the future.